Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ayaka. When people think of the distance between Earth and another planet, they usually compare the distances from the Sun. For example, if the distance between the Sun and Earth is 1.00, the distance between the Sun and Mercury is 0.39.So the shortest distance between Earth and Mercury is 0.61. Chart 1 shows the shortest distances from Earth. In this chart, Venus is the closest to Earth. Many people think that Venus is always the closest planet to Earth because of this. However, Earth and all the other planets are moving around the Sun.So the distances between Earth and other planets are always changing. Venus may be the closest to Earth, but when it is behind the Sun, like in the picture below, we can't say that Venus is the closest to Earth. Mercury is closer than Venus when both planets are behind the Sun. For this reason, Mercury may be the closest planet to Earth.An article on the internet says that a group calculated the average distances between the planets. To calculate the average distances, the group researched 10,000 years of orbits of all 8 planets and did a computer simulation. Look at Chart 2. It shows the average distances by the simulation.You can see that Mercury is the closest planet to Earth. I found another interesting thing from these two charts. Since Chart 1 shows the shortest distances from Earth, I thought 3 planets are closer than the Sun. But as you can see in Chart 2, all 3 planets are farther than the Sun. Which planet is the closest to Earth?I found that there are 2 answers to this question. If we think of the shortest distance, the answer is Venus. If we think of the average distance, the answer is Mercury. From this, I learned that I should look at things in different ways. Also, I've never thought of the average distance between 2 moving things before, but the article showed me this idea.Reading books always shows me new ideas. I want to read a lot of articles and books and learn about more new things.